Hello and welcome to the Coffee with the Universe podcast. I am your host, Laura Goldstein, and today I want to talk about finding, discovering, uncovering a sense of purpose, meaning in your life. It could be career related or just in general, but it can actually be very confusing to find this or figure this out. Now, most people mistake what purpose is, and I have a whole entire free audio class that goes over this. So if you want to know that piece, head on over to loregoldstein.com/uncoverpurpose, and you can listen to or learn about what purpose is and isn't, because it is helpful to know what you're even looking for. Do you have a clear sense of purpose? It's almost like looking in a haystack for mushrooms when you really want a needle. That's probably a really bad analogy, because why would anybody waste their time rummaging through a haystack? But you get the picture. So let's get back to how people get so confused when it comes to like the how. How do I discover this? Because ultimately you're a seeker. I mean, you're listening to this because you are seeking that sense of purpose. Maybe you're feeling a bit unfulfilled in your work in the world, like some things feel right about it, but others are just boring and uninspiring. Maybe you hate your work completely, or maybe you're retired and you're looking for purpose, what that looks like at this transitional point in your life. So you are a seeker, and there's many avenues out there to try and discover purpose and figure out who you are and what that looks like. Some of it is helpful, some of it's very accurate, but it can confuse the picture. So I do want to talk about these different avenues. Some you might have already tried, but I want to really narrow it down to specific nuance. Like, what is this saying about you, and where does it actually like live in your body? Is it soul level? Is it the mind? And when I go into this, you'll see what I mean. But I think it's important that when you do learn something about yourself, you kind of know where that's coming from and what that actually means and how that equates to overall purpose. All right, the first avenue is a lot of people look to astrology. Now, here is my disclaimer. I am not an astrologist. I have a reading and they talk about houses and suns and vectors, and I have no idea what that means, okay? So that's my disclaimer. And there's probably a lot of astrologists that would disagree with what I'm saying, but what I'm sharing is based on my own personal experience and what I have really discovered about myself. Now, there is a lot of truth to astrology. I am a Libra. Yes, I have trouble making decisions. I love balance and order. I crave partnerships. So there is a lot of validity there for me. However, when I think about my life and where that comes from, it seems to describe my personality more than anything else. And your personality is really related to your mind and to your ego. I know a lot of spiritual communities denounce the ego and talk about how evil it is and we should banish it. But the reality is we have one. We were divinely created with one. So why would we banish it? It's almost like, oh, I was created with two arms. I don't think it's good to have both, so I'm going to pretend one doesn't exist and like not ever do anything with it. So I don't really understand that philosophy. The key is to understand the ego, to have a healthy ego, and to not let it become like this runaway train. You, as a divine being, are an observer of what's going on. So you're really the observer of your ego, right? And you're the observer of your personality, all right? You know, when you read your what is it, a monthly astrology report or whatever they call that thing. When you read it, some things align to you, but you're an observer of that. You're like, oh, this makes sense to me. Oh, this doesn't. So I feel like when we get information about our skills, things that we like, our preferences about who we are from an astrological perspective, it is more reflective of personality. My personality is that I don't really like conflict. I prefer balance and harmony. So do I do unhelpful things to try and avoid conflict at time? Absolutely. I witnessed myself doing that. And then am I aware that I'm doing this and maybe I need to find a more constructive outlet? Absolutely. But I almost feel like it's more around my mind, and it really changes depending on, you know, my life stage. Like, I'm more comfortable with conflict now, getting close to 50, than I was in my 20s. So there are often things that resonate when we read about our zodiac sign, and there's things that don't resonate, and things can change too. So for me, I feel like the information I get from this helps me to understand how my mind works and what some of my preferences are, but it doesn't necessarily dictate my divine purpose. And there will be astrologers that disagree with me. I know, I get it. But just knowing myself at soul level and doing the work I do, it just seems to fit more into that category for me. What else? I wanted to say something else about astrology. Oh my gosh, it left my mind. Okay, I'll come back to it if I think of it. So speaking of mind, we're going to talk about, oh, now I remember what I want to say. I listen a lot to Michael Singer. He is the author of The Untethered Soul. It's a great book, so if you haven't read it, please do read it. And he described personality in a very interesting way. He said that our personality is kind of like our coping mechanisms. This is how we cope in the world. And I thought, that's kind of interesting. And when I go back to look at my preference for balance and harmony, yes, when things are unbalanced and not harmonious, my way of coping is trying to create peace. Whereas other people are okay with some chaos in their life and, you know, they just go about their business. It's not important to them. So I just thought that was a really interesting thing to think about. How is what I know about my personality maybe being used as a way to cope? Now, it might be a relatively helpful coping skill. It may not be a great coping skill, but just something interesting to think about. So I thought I would share that and throw that out there. Okay, the second thing I want to talk about is archetypes. Now, I do a lot of archetypal work with clients, not so much anymore, but I can't say that. And archetypes are basically the roles that we play. If you know Carl Jung, he was a pretty well-known psychotherapist who studied archetypes and worked with his clients from an archetypal perspective. So archetypes are roles that we either prefer to play or that we are currently engaged in. So this is also more personality, mind oriented. So for example, there's many, many archetypes out there. Caroline Miss, M-Y-S-S, is also an author and Oracle card deck creator that works with archetypes. So you can check her out for maybe some more information about what they are, because she probably does a better job of describing it than I do. But really, an archetype is a role that our mind, our ego, typically likes to play. So I am an alchemist. I love to transform things. I'm also a creator. I love to create. I'm creating content all the time. And these are roles that come easily to me. So it does dictate a little bit of my strengths, like from an egoic perspective, from a mind, maybe brain-based perspective, what am I truly good at? And it's transforming things, people, whatnot, and creating new things. However, we also have archetypes that are more traditional roles, like nurturer. I mean, if you are a new parent, you are falling into that role of a mother, someone who is nurturing a young baby. We also have archetypes that reflect maybe dark periods in our life. For example, the vampire, the energy sucker. And you know, we've all been in that place where we are struggling with something and we just want to vent to people and we're kind of like draining their energy. That's what we do as human beings. You also have your victim archetype being in that role. So some of the roles are not like all Miss Mary Sunshine. It is various stages that we go through in our life and the roles that we're playing. And while I'm using archetypes in my work predominantly for career purposes right now, so it's a little bit more stable than roles as like a caretaker or a victim. I mean, I hope that, you know, everybody's a victim at one point, plays that role, but the point is to not be stuck in it. So hopefully it's only like a temporary archetypal role that you are embodying at the time. But with the career kind, it's a little bit more stagnant. Well, stagnant isn't a good word. That kind of denotes old and stinky. But it's a little bit more stable, I guess I should say. But it does change over time. I mean, if you think about your career in your 20s, it's probably very different than a career in your 50s. So these archetypes are going to change slightly as we move through life, but it is kind of helpful to know, hey, what role does my mind, my ego, my brain, and even though your mind and brain are not the same thing, I do think that some strengths are brain-based, like this is how our brain is wired. So I kind of lump them in together sometimes, but please know, like your mind and your ego are very similar. Your brain is just an organ. It's like a computer. But it is helpful to know this about yourself, because when you can do work in the world where you feel like you are in your element, like you are in flow, you connect to that sense of purpose. When we are engaged with something that brings us joy and it's easy and it's like, oh, you know, this is just my thing, I'm in my zone of genius, that's where we garnish feelings of purposeful, meaningful work. Even if that work is just a hobby, even if it's just gardening, you know what I'm talking about. So it's nice to know, hey, from an ego perspective, where do I flow? Where is my little monkey mind completely happy doing what it's doing? Because then you can make adjustments to what you're doing to reflect that. But that still really isn't purpose. That's more, what are my strengths? All right, a third avenue that people look to for like finding their purpose is personality tests. Now, these are just, again, strengths, your ego, mind, brain-based strengths. This isn't necessarily purpose. And the reason why I say that is because you can be really good at something, but really hate doing that thing. Like, for example, back in the day, I used to do freelance web design. All right, I am really good at computer stuff. I learned from my dad. It's a little bit of my strengths. I mean, both at soul level, so I can understand that, but also from a brain-based level. I was very good at math. I like structure. So I understand like why I was good at this in terms of like my personality and my brain, but I hated sitting behind my computer. It was totally lonely work, and I love engaging with people and working with clients. And being a website designer did not allow me that freedom. I was like stuck behind the computer coding. So while my strengths from a personality, even slightly soul level perspective, said, hey, you know, you're good at this, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're passionate about it or that it's meant to be part of your divine purpose. Okay, so personality tests will tell you about yourself, will tell you about your mind and how your brain operates, but that's kind of where it stops. And here's the thing, the results of a personality test is only as good as the person taking the test. So if you are a little bit confused about your preferences and your style, and you answer from a place of, well, this sounds like how I want to be, or this is how I think I should be, then your results are going to be skewed. I've taken the Myers-Briggs test probably like 4 or 5 different times throughout my life over, you know, various periods of time. And I've gotten slightly different answers each time. Okay, so keep that like in mind. It's like a grain of salt that personality tests are going to give you some insight into your strengths and how you operate, but it's not really determining, you know, what is my greater purpose in the world, what is going to feel in alignment, and what is going to kind of help me connect to that soul part of myself. A fourth avenue that people often turn to is meditation. Now, meditation is a fantastic tool. I love meditation. I'm not knocking it, but I think a lot of people use meditation to try and get something versus using meditation to just ground themselves and sit with themselves and just be that observer of like thoughts that flow by. I mean, it's like we tend to use meditation because we're trying to get something, and it doesn't always work that way. But here's the thing with meditation. First off, you need to know what purpose is and what that looks like for you. Otherwise, you're meditating on finding something that you're not even quite sure what you're looking for. It's like someone telling you to, you know, oh, go get me a flux capacitor. And you're like, okay, great. And, you know, what the hell is a flux capacitor? I don't even know what store to go to for that. So when we meditate, if we're like meditating on purpose, but we don't really know what we're looking for, something could come to us and we could completely miss it. And, you know, just think it's irrelevant when it's actually connected. So it's hard to find what you're looking for when you don't know what you're looking for. But a lot of people meditate because they hope that my purpose will fall into my lap. Like if I do this enough, spirit will reveal this to us. Like we need somebody to tell it to us, and we just wait and we pray and we set intentions and we wait some more, and it can be a long way. Yeah, some people do get a sense of this through self-discovery and maybe going on like a 3-week retreat to an exotic country somewhere, or like some kind of yoga, some, you know, seminar, not a seminar, but like people will go like a sabbatical. That's what I was looking for. You know, they go on like yoga sabbaticals and things like that. So there are people who do have that desire to self-discover, but it takes a long time. So if you were like me, I was just like, I know I'm being called to do something, and I know that what I'm doing right now isn't working, and I don't feel like I'm purposeful in my work. I keep feeling unfulfilled and I don't know why. Then you probably just want a pretty, you know, quick answer. It's like, I just want to figure this out so I can move on with my life. And while meditation is very helpful for many things, it can be a long process. And you know what, to be honest, meditation is a practice. I mean, I'm at 5 minutes now, and I've been meditating consistently for about, I would say, 3 years now. I mean, I would do it off and on before, but I mean, like, really consistent as part of my morning practice, as part of my morning coffee with the universe practice. And, you know, some days 5 minutes is hard. It's like after 2 minutes, my mind is already taken off and all of these different thoughts and blah, 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 and all this garbage coming out. So it's challenging just to meditate in itself, to be in just take some time as that seat of self where you're just in awareness of, you know, senses and things like that, but you're not really attaching to them. It's really challenging. So I don't recommend like taking up meditation just in order to find your purpose, because I think it might be a little bit more of a struggle than anything else. Another tool that someone might use on their great search for purpose is tarot cards. I know that a lot of like psychics, you can go and get a psychic reading around purpose, and someone will lay out some cards and talk to you about that. And from my experience, like I've done that. The reason why I talk about purpose is because I have been on a journey for purpose. I mean, this was part of my struggle throughout my 30s is finding, and some of my 40s too, finding what is my calling, what is my thing. And in a tarot reading, a psychic reading, I found that the cards were accurate, but they were only accurate at that present time. The thing with tarot is that we are constantly in motion and flow, and we can make different decisions. And also tarot, sometimes depending on the intention of the reader, tarot is just a reflection of where we are right now. It's basically reading current energy. I know there's people that do fortune telling with tarot, and I love tarot cards, but I'm not a big fan of like fortunes and outcomes just because we have free will and our life is constantly changing. So with tarot readings, if the cards are reading the energy around what is now, I might have like a temporary purpose at the time, but I didn't feel like the information I got was like the answer that, oh, that makes sense. I never really felt that way. Some will, and you might have tried this, used tarot yourself, like you've used the cards and you pull a couple cards and you're like, what is my greater purpose? And you come up with whatever. I did this many, many years ago, and I got the Two of Pentacles. And if you look at the Two of Pentacles, it looks like a guy juggling two coins. And I was in the circus in college, so the second I looked at this card, I was like, oh my gosh, it's a circus card. The guy is juggling. And I thought, my purpose is to juggle stuff. But ultimately, the card is about balancing. And then I made the connection, oh, you know what? I'm a Libra. I like that balance. So that makes sense. But that card was only picking up a small piece of the puzzle for me. So that's why, you know, you don't always get a complete picture from tarot. It can be really confusing to read for ourselves too, just because we have attachments. We have attachments to what we want. So if we pull a couple cards, sometimes we try to make them fit into that outcome that we so desire, even though it doesn't. And I've also had clients, they're like, yeah, I tried to pull a card on my purpose and I got the devil. And I thought, what the fuck does that mean? I'm supposed to be a devil? That's my greater purpose in the world. So reading for yourself could be challenging, and the cards don't always paint the big picture. They don't get to the core of purpose, because I think the kind of purpose that you are seeking, it's the kind of purpose I was seeking, comes from a much deeper place. So with that said, okay, finally, soul level. Let's talk about the soul level, because this is the bulk of the work that I do with people. And it really wasn't until I knew myself at soul level that I started making that greater purpose connection. So we really have different parts of ourselves. We talked a lot about like the ego, the mind, the brain. But now at soul level, we're a different being. I mean, we're not our mind. We aren't our thoughts. We aren't our body. Who are we? So what? Where is that awareness? And I believe that that awareness is who we are at soul level. You can call it spirit. Some people call it consciousness, the soul. We are an energetic body that in essence is created perfectly to serve that greater purpose in the world. And when you know your soul level attributes, it's almost like an energetic blueprint for how you were designed as a soulful being, like how you were meant to contribute to the world, what comes easy. When you know that about yourself, things are really in flow. I mean, even more in flow than, say, harnessing your archetypal strengths or something you learned about yourself from your natal chart using astrology. I feel like who I am at soul level has had the most impact. And when I align to that, that's when I am in purpose, living and working on purpose, my purpose. And then I'm feeling passionate about what I am doing. Passion is a whole other conversation, but they are closely tied together. So for me, the answer has been finding my purpose in really knowing myself at soul level, but also knowing these other things about myself so I can like put all of the pieces together. So at soul level, I am a divine communicator. This is why words and speaking and writing come so easily to me. I mean, people will be like, well, how can you dictate a whole, you know, blog post in 10 minutes? I'm like, I don't know. I just take out my phone. I'm a natural channel for information. Things flow through me, and now I have a blog post. And there are people who struggle with this. So I know that this is a soul level attribute of mine. And when I can combine that with what I know about my primary archetypes, then I feel like I'm in purpose, working on purpose, in purpose, on purpose, serving my purpose. So you feel aligned and fulfilled when you're operating in like your zone of genius. And from my experience, the core of that lies in who you are at soul level. Okay, so with that said, I encourage you to first, if you haven't, download my free class that talks about what purpose is and isn't, because it's really going to make that clear for you. You can get that at loregoldstein.com/uncover purpose. So that will give you a little bit of a clue. It also does go into like what purpose is in depth. That wasn't my point for this podcast. My point for this podcast was to really hopefully give you a sense of relief that it can be really confusing to figure out and uncover your purpose because there's so many different avenues and what does this mean and what does that mean. That's completely normal. So I just wanted you to understand that there's different levels of information and to help you start thinking about, well, okay, I took this personality test, but what does it mean? You know, can I take it with a grain of salt? Okay, maybe you know your primary and secondary archetype. Maybe you don't, but that might be like, oh, you know what? That would be really helpful because I feel like my mind is like this runaway train and I really don't know like what my brain-based strengths are. And maybe you're like, gosh, I don't really know myself at soul level. I need that information because it's going to help me put the pieces of the puzzle together. You know, that's what I want you to kind of figure out from this. And if you need help knowing yourself at soul level, I do have an Uncover Your Purpose session with me, you can head over to loregoldstein.com. I have a services page. You can read about it, what you get, what's included. So that is an option for you. Okay. But the takeaway from this is if you are seeking in all these different places, I encourage you to stop because you might drive yourself a little bit mad and either get the support that you need to uncover that soul level piece. That's why I have that session, because we kind of go over all this and put it together. Or if you are of the self-discovery mind, that's fine. At least you have a better understanding as to the different levels where purpose and strengths lie. You have a little bit more clarity and understanding around that. All right. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of Coffee with the Universe. I will see you next time.